It is hard but not impossible to see Jesus through Mary's eyes. It's hard because we don't have much to go on. She was a young girl. What does it mean to call her a virgin? Discuss. We know she was bequeathed to Joseph. A child marriage, I suppose. That's not really part of our culture, is it? In fact, it's something we oppose in the modern world, hoping to see an end to a practice that is so widespread that thousands, millions of young girls, teenagers, all over the place, are forced into lives of servitude, rape, poverty, and dangerous multiple childbirth around the world. We're enlightened now about such things. Well, yes, but there are an estimated 10,000 child marriages in Alabama alone, and it is legal across most of the United States. We know that Joseph and Mary subsequently married and raised Jesus in Nazareth. We get glimpses through the years of Jesus' ministry, of Mary meeting with Jesus amongst his followers, having to cope with his enigmatic sayings, you know, like, who are my mother and brothers? Those who do God's will are my mother and brothers. And, woman, what have I to do with you? That kind of thing. John tells us that she was at the foot of the cross and that Jesus commended her into the care of one of his disciples. And from that day, he took her into his own home. Maybe she was a widow by then. We guess that she returned to Galilee, there to see Jesus after the resurrection. But it's only a guess. We don't know. We know very little. But perhaps we know enough to use, as I was saying last week, our imagination. And we know she was a mother, and we know that Jesus was a son, and that Joseph was a father, and we know something about how she must have felt. Again, as I said last week, we all have mothers. Many of us are mothers. We all have families. The mix of joy and heartache and worry and pain and hopes and fears and dreams that's a part of the love of every family. We know, just as Mary knew. I was going to try and turn this into some kind of story through Mary's eyes, to try and put myself and lead us all in Mary's shoes. To express something of those feelings in a kind of a monologue. But my voice isn't a mother's voice, it's a son's. I spent some time with my mum yesterday, who's great, by the way, but who I think has been a bit bewildered down all the years by her son's calling. And I didn't think I could quite see the world through Mary's eyes, not directly. Anyway, at such times, I tend to revert to poetic forms, the piece of paper that you've received, to try and express, in this case, something of the feelings of Mary against the background of what we know and against the framework of what we believe about her and about Jesus. So the poem, with spaces in between each verse for us to reflect quietly as we listen to some music. Through Mary's eyes, Jesus' baptism seemed unfair. She had born and raised him with Joseph there in Nazareth, in their humble home. The young girl and the worker with wood had given him the best that they could. And now he left to roam in Galilee, head full of religion, mixing with the likes of the wild man, John. Through Mary's eyes, John's way was desert hard, born of a wilderness of wrath and word. Not Nazareth at all, her home and hearth where Jesus grew and played, all green and great with all that there had been of friendship, work, and worth. In Galilee, far from Jerusalem, the Romans, and the threatened wrath to come. Through Mary's eyes, Jesus, her God-given Son, made peace and love his giving gifts hard won in Nazareth, where fields and fish and sheep ruled, where wood was carved, planed, and made. She never thought he lived by what he said, hoped he would fish or farm or keep to Galilee, where he was with his own. Sent out from John, he'd always be alone. Through Mary's eyes, she remembered Simeon's sword. She knew the day would come when he would be the word from Nazareth speaking a word of peace. How much she hoped he'd turn aside, might pass by on the other side, might let the cup of suffering pass. And Galilee was safe. Her burden was to cry, she knew, to watch and wait and worry, his to die. Through Mary's eyes, as John poured Jordan water on his head, her son was lost to her, as if he was already dead. In Nazareth, he'd carried all her hopes and fears, of course. No mother's free of those, the harsh reality of life, no one escapes. But Galilee's the home of hopes and dreams. John's baptism had changed her world, it seems. through Mary's eyes, the promised God-born boy becomes the Word, the light, the bread, the joy of Nazareth for all the earth, for all who hear, follow him on the way that leads from here towards that day when every ruined thing shall fall. And Galilee, its humble ways shall school the failing world and rise and ring and rule. Through Mary's eyes, with every passing day, through desert, village, leper's lair and lay, the Nazareth-bred boy with skills in wood will plane and carve and whittle down the city of corrupted ways, the town of violent ways, until the good of Galilee will win out at the last, and earth will breathe again its terrors past. Yet Mary's eyes must first behold the sight of Jesus going from her, like the light of Nazareth, the world, shining far beyond her little home. The boy she raised going to where destruction's praised, to where the wild things are. As Galilee and all its gifts of peace gives shape, all he shows of grace. In Mary's eyes, his dying on a cross means letting go her dreams, counting them loss. The Nazareth boy, protege of John, the light, good shepherd, true vine, bread lifted up for all to see, soon to be dead, is in her tear-filled eyes the dying son. The Galilean, holder of all fears, though Mary's eyes are shining through her tears. When, in Mary's eyes, all said and done, the spirit given up, the battle won, the Nazareth-born boy, can any good come from Nazareth, they said, and schemed and plotted till he wound up dead, had died forevermore the truest good. Mary dreamed still. He has risen and see. He's going ahead of you to Galilee. Mary's eyes are ours, her world ours also. Her love is ours, holding on, letting go. Like Nazareth, the hardly noticed place where Jesus lived and loved and grew, like many places known to me and you, but fragile on the earth, though marked with grace. We bring, like Mary, fragile lives to see the only Son who died and lives for you and me. Through Mary's eyes, the greatest good is home, where we truly belong, all are welcome. That's Nazareth for her, for us, who knows? It may yet be a place, but more a heart that always holds. That lets go, but in part never lets go, though a sword comes and goes. In Galilee, we see God's grace unfurled. Mary's hand rocked Christ's cradle. Now he rules the world.